WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the Capstone. This is Ginger, and good morning, Francesca.
Hi, Ginger.
Guys, it is spooky week here on campus. We've got so much to talk about, so many cool events. But I wanted to talk about, I went to the game on Saturday. Mm. Did you go?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, fun. Part of it. That's exciting. We tailgated from like 12 forward, and I saw like the half of the parade with all the sorority stuff in it. That's pretty much all the parade I saw. And I think I might have seen, I saw a bunch of pageant things too, but I don't think any of them were the homecoming queen. But it was really fun. I had a good time. I was on the screen.
Really?
I was on the big screen. Yes. It was a really close-up shot. It was just me and the girl right next to me. And I was just screaming so loud. I don't think that I've fully, like, my vocal cords have not fully recovered from this event. Because when I go to games, I don't go very often because it was just like when I watched the Tennessee game and I was like, why do I even put myself through this? Because I get so riled up. But it's fun when at the end it pays off. So, you know, but it was fun. I had a good time. Mm-hmm. What was your experience?
I only went to part of the game. Mm-hmm. So I only went to the first quarter and then I left. I was like,
really?
I also like got there super late because I didn't start tailgating until like 4.
Yeah.
So I was like, eh, whatever.
It was pretty good energy on the quad though. And I've seen some interesting videos of people who seemed like they were there because it was homecoming and it's like their alma mater or whatever, and so they hit up Rounders after the game and they got a little wild. So that's really funny. We love seeing alum doing their thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get back to some music and then we're going to talk about some fun things going on campus this week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA. Hey, Francesca.
Hi, Ginger. So, according to the Crimson White today, in an article by Regan Bailey, so it's about, do you know Pike, like the fraternity? Have you heard of them?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I am so far removed.
Me too, but like, so pretty much I think it was something, and I've heard there's 196 members got kicked out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Drama.
Yeah. And so according to the Crimson White, it's because they were evicted from their fraternity for standard violations, and it's not really, like, it was, they say that it has something to do with, breaking like house rules or something like that, but they're not saying like why they got kicked out and why so many, because it says, oh, they were evicted because of like house issues, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't think, because people were saying that like, oh, they didn't pay their bill, but like I think it's more than that. Mm-hmm. And so now there's like a petition to get rid of the house or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like interesting. For violating their lease terms, so I'm like, what does that mean? Like,
I see on this petition here at the bottom of the article, it says they recently just terminated about half of their members due to violent acts. What?
I mean,
drama.
But like 196?
That's wild.
That's weird. Like, something must have happened in the house, and maybe they like don't know who did what, so they're like, you're all out of here.
God.
And, like, I guess, like, half of their pledge class. I bet you has something to do with hazing, because, like, I know people from my hometown are in this fraternity, and, like, half of their, like, freshman class is gone.
Ooh.
So.
Drama.
Oh, I want to know, but I don't think we'll ever know.
Yeah, I would like to know.
So,
that's so interesting.
I know. Like, I really want, because I don't think that there's any other fraternity that's had that many, like, people kicked out, except if they were, like, a band, if it were, like, the school being, like, okay, you guys have to be kicked out, or you guys are, like, banned from campus. But this isn't Alabama. This is, like, the actual national organization kicking
the national
them out.
People.
Yeah, it's not Alabama.
Interesting. Was it from, like, the national Pike?
Pike, yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. I know, it's interesting.
That adds a whole other layer.
I know. I'm like, I really want to know what's happening. Because I'm snooping. It's so interesting. Because there's so many. And like, you don't hear this happening to any other fraternity right now.
Gosh. Well, call in if you happen to know.
Yeah, if you know the tea, give it to us.
What is our phone number again? Oh my gosh. I think it's 256.
Okay, never mind. Don't listen to me. I'll have the number later. But if you know, stay on the radio. Stay with us after this talk break or this music break. Yeah. I will have the phone number for you. We want to know. We want the details.
We do. We want to know the tea.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, The Capstone. Good morning, Francesca.
Hi, Ginger.
Hello. It is not as chilly this morning as it was last week. Do you remember? It was so cold when we came in last week.
Yeah, it was freezing.
It was wild. Right now, it's 52 degrees. It's going to be a high of 81 today. Isn't that crazy? The low is 45. The high is 81. That's like such a huge
range. It's like, how do you dress for that?
Yeah. Totally. I have no idea. Tomorrow it's looking like it's gonna rain. There's a 90% chance of what looks like thunderstorms, actually, so be prepared. And the rest of the week after that will proceed pretty calmly. Lows in the mid 40s to low 50s and highs in the 70s, so that's exciting. That's super fun. After we get through tomorrow, just be prepared, take your umbrellas. But whether the weather is good or bad, we always have something to make you glad. I have the cutest story ever out of Minnesota. And maybe I just think it's really cute because I am from sort of a farming community too. But this guy, he's a farmer, and it's just him who runs his farm. And he got in a really bad car accident, and he was going to need several months to recover. But he had to bring in his October crop. It's, you know, it's harvest time in the United States. So his little town of 200 people, who are also a lot of them farmers, they all like rallied together and helped him pull up his crop. I thought that was so sweet. And he said, you know, this isn't the first time that this has happened, because when his father died about a decade ago, the community came together and took up his father's crop too. And I thought that's so cute. That's just sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know. 'Cause I don't think people realize just how touch and go it is being a farmer sometimes, because sometimes just one bad crop can like do you in, that's it.
Like ruin you, yeah.
Yeah, because farmers, the majority of their income is not in like loose capital, it's in their equipment, because those equipments are like, if you are running a really big operation, it's like a multi-million dollar, you know, set of equipment. So, yeah. So thank a farmer. Think about where your food comes from. We love farmers. We need farmers. And I like the farming way of life. I like everybody pitching in and, you know, it's just
helping out the community.
Yeah, I think that's really sweet. So that story was out of WAPO. I don't know if they were the first to report it, but I just thought that was really sweet. Yeah. So we will be back with y'all in just a few moments.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, it's Francesca and Ginger.
Good morning, everyone.
So, happy National Bologna Day.
Oh my goodness.
Also known as Bologna Day, because Bologna is technically a region in Italy. So, what are your thoughts on bologna?
I don't have thoughts. I stay far away from that.
It's so good.
I just don't get it. I don't.
It's like, I can't even describe it, because it's like, you can't just, because it's not like chicken, it's not turkey, it's not roast beef. Bologna is its own little, like, food.
Yeah.
But
I don't really get into any kind of processed meats. The closest I get to processed meat is, like, deli meat. And even then, like, I don't buy, like, Hormel, like, packaged. I get it from the deli section of the grocery store, because I want
to
be,
you
like,
get,
fresh.
Like, a chicken or a turkey?
I'll get chicken sometimes, mostly turkey. And when I was younger, I liked ham a little better.
But so you keep it with, like, the lighter lunch meats?
Yeah, I don't know. My mom talks about bologna occasionally. One time, or not one time, but when she was younger, when she was, like, my age or younger, she loved bologna. And her mother cooked it for her all the time in the cast iron skillet. Since getting a little older, she's like, oh my gosh, why did I eat that?
Well, you know, back in like the 60s,
it was known as an official lunch item.
Really?
Yeah, so I guess they were in, like, all the public schools or whatever. So that's probably why she loved it. She probably grew up, like those Bosco, like, breadsticks that we had. Are those even good?
Are you talking about the cheese stuff?
Yeah, like the cheese breadsticks. Like, it was probably her version of a cheese breadstick.
I think relatively they were good compared to everything else, you know.
Yeah, I think, like, when you don't have much to compare it to. Yeah. And that's what I mean, bologna, like, the taste of bologna probably was pretty good compared to whatever gruel they were feeding back in the 60s.
I mean, I'd rather eat bologna than Spam, so.
I've never had Spam. Anything.
Well, I feel like they're in the same family.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe with, like, a slight difference. But
yeah. But I'd much rather eat bologna than Spam. Or really any other of those processed meats. I think if I had to eat one, bologna would be the choice. So, you know, happy bologna day, everyone.
Happy bologna day.
It's also National Food Day, which we were talking about before we came on air. We just thought that was really interesting.
Why,
like,
would they put, like, bologna day on National Food Day if it's... You know what? That's your sign, guys, to eat today. Like, just shove your faces with food.
This is your day.
This is your day to eat.
Yeah, and I was looking at some of the history of it, and it looks like it's, you know, rooted in a place of talking about food safety and food science. And that's lovely. That's wonderful. But also, food is fun.
Yeah.
Just, you know, go get some nice... Treat yourself today. Go get something nice that you wouldn't normally get since food day. So fast.
Enjoy your day.
Yes. We'll be back in a minute.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, it's Francesca and Ginger.
Good morning, everyone.
So, University Programs is putting on an interesting event tonight called A Night with Ivan Massel. And so he's, like, a really famous sport columnist. And so he actually came out with a memoir called I Keep Trying to Catch His Eye, which is kind of, like, about his son and his mental health struggles. And just, like, how, like, their relationship was and, like, what it was like once he had obviously... passed. And so it's interesting, like, for obviously, like, suicide prevention and stuff. And so so that'll be tonight in the student ballroom center at 6 p.m
Super fun. We have several other events being put on by university programs that we're going to talk about later that are Halloween related. So stay tuned.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So, we have some fun holidays that are happening right now. No, well, not necessarily fun, not all of them. But Diwali starts today, I think. I don't know if it starts today, actually.
I had already started.
Yeah, but that's a multi-day thing. So, and that just reminds me of The Office, which is sad. That shouldn't be my only... reference for what Diwali is, but, you know, happy Diwali, if that's what you're supposed to say. It's also Elizabeth Day, so it's a day celebrating the contributions of all people named Elizabeth, which, you know, today's Elizabeth Day is a little special because of the Queen, so we miss a Queen, of course. And also, it's an important, exciting day for the station because it is the first day of our Halloween contest. So, y'all will have to head over to WVUA-FM on Instagram and see our Halloween costumes. So, that's going to be just for morning show people, I think. And earlier in the semester, we did a little bit where we drew pictures of Big Al in... interesting styles. So, like, I drew a dark academia owl because that's, like, you know, that's all the rage for fall fashion. And what did you draw, Francesca?
I drew, like, emo big owl. So
punk emo
rocker
owl.
Punk emo
so
type of vibe.
So for our costumes, we decided to dress up as our renditions of Big Al. And if you want us to win, you have to go like our picture on Instagram. I think the contest is whoever gets the most likes on Instagram. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. That's WVUAFM. Also, I do have that phone number pulled up for our station. So if you just want to call us, we'll just chit chat. It'll be fun. 205-348-9070. 205-348-9070. So hop on over to our Instagram. Vote for us if you want to. Or stick around later in the week for the Wednesday and Friday shows. And they will have some different costumes going on. So that will be super fun. And we're just excited to have a super spooky week. Now, we also have a show on Monday that's like the actual day of Halloween.
Yeah.
So we're a little bit early, but we will still be spooky next Monday. It'll be fun. That's our last day to do it, so we're going to be extra spooky. That'll be fun. All right, back to some music.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Ginger.
Good morning, everyone.
So today we have some weather. Right now it's 57 degrees with a low at 53 and a high of 79. And we kind of have a lot of humidity today. So it's going to be 79% humidity.
Ooh, bad hair day. Yeah. Sorry, y'all.
We'll either be super cold today or we'll be super hot. So look out for that. It's going to be kind of like that all week. Mm-hmm. Either like mid-50s and then high-70s, so mm-hmm. that'll be interesting. So I have kind of a really cute little news story. Mm-hmm. So there are these two girls that immigrated from Italy back in, like, the 40s, and so they met each other, like, on this boat, like, these two, like, little girls or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so when they, like, left the boat or whatever to, like, come to America, they, like, never reunited. So they're in their late 80s, and the mother's, like, the girls, they always remembered each other's names. Mm-hmm. So their children ended up, like, researching and finding the, like, other person. And so mm-hmm. they ended up meeting after, like, 80 years or whatever.
And that's so fun.
And that's so cute. And turns out they only lived 2 hours away from each other the whole time.
That's so cute. That's fun. Yeah. That's neat. There are some people like that when you're little, and they just make an impression on you, and you just never forget.
No, and it's so cool to, like, see where they are, like, mm-hmm. you know, because they didn't have social media back mm-hmm. then, so it's not like you could just give them an Instagram follow or right. a Snapchat follow or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's really cute, and it's, like, yeah. cool that they got to, like, see where each other mm-hmm. is, especially, like, immigrating from, like, Europe yeah. back that's in, like, crazy. The 40s. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Pack your umbrellas tomorrow. It's going to rain. So we'll be back to some music now.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM. Good morning, Francesca.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi, everyone. I have a super fun story about how the SGA has approved a resolution to renovate the Gorgas Library and the Rogers Library.
Ooh.
I know. I walk into Gorgas Library sometimes and I'm just like, oh.
You can't go past the first two floors.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, like, suck.
I actually really like the fourth floor. Yeah, when you come off the elevator and you go to the right, mm-hmm. there's, like, you go down a little ramp or whatever, and there's a section with a bunch of books, and all the way around it there are little desks mm-hmm. and things like that. And I really like that because you can see Clark Hall, and I think Clark Hall is so pretty. Yeah. And there's a portrait and of a lady, and I don't know which lady it is, mm-hmm. but it's pretty. And I really like yeah. the fourth floor. But everything else, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of my middle school that was built in the 60s.
Yeah, you know? I like the maybe, like, main floor of Gorgas mm-hmm. or whatever. I think that's really nice. I just wish that there were more like the other floors. They have, like, a few desks scattered mm-hmm. around, but, like, it's white. It's all white floors, white walls, uh-huh. bright light,
right.
old bookcases. I'm mm-hmm. like, y'all need to, like, make the top floors all the books and then make it, like, more, like, study, like, areas. Now, Rogers, I actually really like Rogers.
I haven't been to Rogers.
I hope that they put a coffee shop in Rogers.
That would be nice.
That is so nice. I love Rogers Library.
Yeah. But this this article from Alex Gravely, this says that they passed a resolution just to encourage, because they can't really, they can't fund it or anything. But Yeah, so they say that they hope it encourages the university to add improved furniture and more study spaces to these libraries. Yeah. And these are like our most popular libraries, so you would want them to, you know, be really comfortable and cozy and everything. And having group study spaces, that's one of their priorities. So, yeah, I think it's really exciting. I would love to see a Gorgas renovation. And they were kind of talking about how, yeah, if you were renovating Rogers, then that might kind of throw a wrench in the study plans of our engineering students here on campus. But they have other places to study. And they were talking about for Gorgas, they could probably just do it floor by floor so that they don't have to close down the whole library.
Yeah, like start from the top to the bottom.
Yeah, something like that. So that would be really nice, and I kind of hope that that happens.
I hope it happens, too.
Yeah. The speed of our construction crews on this campus, it's crazy.
So fast.
The way they threw up Houston so fast.
Did you see it? Yeah, wasn't it over the summer?
I think it was 6 months tops.
Yeah, because I remember last year, because I was a business student or whatever, like, it was still the old library second semester. So, they, like, completely redid it, like.
Yeah. And the new Tut went up so fast.
That was really fast. That was probably, like, a year max, right?
No, they tore down Tut on July 4th of this year, and people were able to move into it in August.
Well, they had been building Tut already.
Okay.
Last year.
That's true. I haven't really paid.
Yeah, but like the Sigma Kappa house, that's going up in 2025. It's going to be done.
Like this summer. That's what's going where Harris Hall was.
Yeah,
is that, right?
That, okay. And a fashion building, which are building at the same time, and now they're building like a new like human environmental another school. So they do stuff, and like you see all the renovations like out here by all the theater stuff. That stuff is going really fast too, like the additions that they're making that they don't even like talk about, because it's like, oh, just another little project.
How about a parking garage?
Yes, we need more parking.
Can we get some attention for a parking garage? We need some claps for a parking garage.
Yeah,
let's just hit up SGA and be like, y'all,
don't y'all need to park too? We definitely need a lot more parking.
And I'm a communications person. That's my college. And so the west parking is the most ideal for me because I think it's pretty close to Reese Pfeiffer. And never able to get into west ever. Can't do it.
Is that the one by Publix?
I don't know. I think it's close to the stadium.
Okay. So kind of by like the business buildings?
I think it's close to the stadium, like behind Reese Pfeiffer, like toward the strip.
Okay.
I think that is west parking, if I am not mistaken.
Yeah.
Let me know if I am mistaken at 205-348-9070. That's our station number. But yeah, that would just be so convenient for me because I also work at the TV station that's run out of the stadium. But oh no, all the seniors, they gotta hop on that west commuter parking the first day it comes open. Save some for the rest of us. And SGA, encourage them to build parking. That would be great. Thanks.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.